on the top of Samach Beis on the Beis. The Gemara said yesterday that there's a braisa where Reb Meir and Reb Elezer appear together without the Chachamim, and then Reb Elezer says Potter, even though he really means Mutter, but to counter Reb Meir's Chayev, he says Potter, and where Reb Elezer is put connected to Chachamim, who say Potter Reb Elezer, there he says Mutter. My Reb Meir, where is that braisa that, that Reb Meir and Reb Elezer appear alone? Tanya, Loseitse Ish, the Mafteach Shabiyada, woman was not allowed to go out with a key carried in her hand, the Myotzos Chayevas Chatas, Divre Meir. And if she does go out carrying the key, she's Chayevas Chatas. Revelezer Poter Bekoveles, with Slokish of Plaita. And Revelezer says that she's Poter by a Koveles and by Slokish of Plaita. Samora says, Koveles Mandekar Shma, who mentioned a Koveles? Reb Meir was talking about carrying a key. So what's Reb Elezer coming along and telling me that Koveles and Tzlochus shall plight in his mutter? Smor says, Chsurei Mechsura. There's something missing here. V'achiktani. This is the way you should read the Mishnah, the Braisa. The chain b'Koveles, the chain b'Tzlochus shall plight in. Reb Meir said, not only if a woman carries a key, is she chayev achatos, but similarly, if she wears a Koveles, and if she carries a Tzlochus shall plight in, she's also chayev achatos. Reb Elezer also holds that she carries a key, she's chayev achatas, but by koveles and tzlochus shel plaiton, he holds those are basically tachshitim, and therefore really nikar adin she's mutter, but since he's going keneged Reb Meir, who said chayev achatas, he said potter. Rashi, Umay Reb Meir, Hecha Ashkechan, the Ayri Bar Reb Meir below Rabbanan, Upolig Reb Elezer Alei. Where do we find Machlokas where just Reb Elezer Reb Meir are mentioned and not the third sheet of the Chachomim? Vamedvarim Amarim, Reb Elezer Poter, Vahai Poter, Hainu Mutter Lechatchila, Kedeko Kimna. So now we didn't go yet, okay? Now the Gemara says like this, Vamedvarim Amurim. When does Reb Elezer say that it's Mutter with a Tzlochish or Plaita? Kishieshko and Bosa. That's only if the pouch, like a pouch, has Bosa in it. Aval ein bohem Bosa chayevis. But if there's no Bosa in the pouch, she's just wearing the pouch, that's called carrying, and she's chayev achatas, even according to Valesa. And if there is Bosa, if there is perfume in it, then it's mutter. Amravada barava, zosomeris, hamotzi ochlin pachas mikashir, bekli chayev. From here you can learn that if a person carries ochlin that are less than a shear, to be chayev achatas. So you'd only be osur to do, but you wouldn't be chayev achatas because pachas mikashir. In a kli, then you're chayev on the kli. Right? Why? Because ein babosem ki pachas mikashir. Right? If it doesn't have any perfume in it, it's like pachas mikashir because there's still a residue of perfume. There's always some perfume in there. Right, so it's even though there's no mamoshes of perfume, this is more things now, there's a residue of perfume and that's called something, less than a shear. Right? The ein babosem ki pachos mikashir bekli dami. Uktani chayevis, you're chayev. You wouldn't be chayev on the bosem because there's not a shear. But you're chayev on the kli. And we know that's not true. The halacha is later on that if you're chayev pachos mikashir ochlin, the kli is bottled to the ochlin, and therefore you're not chayev on the kli either. Right, so therefore, what's it called? Here it's mashma that you are chayiv on the kli. Rav Ashi Amar be alma imalach potter. Now, normally you'd be potter if you carried less than a shear of ochlim in a kli, because the kli is bottled to the ochlim, and the ochlim has no shear. The shani hacha the lesson mamosha klal. Here, there's no bosim mamoshes of bosim at all. It's only the residue of the aroma. That's not called even a pachas mikashir. That's not nothing. Sirashi. Kishiesh babosem, plaiton, yesh, bahu chumarto. In that pouch, there is aromatic oil, haasuya kikmiya, the kivinti yesh babosem tashini. Since there's bosem, it's a tashin. Lezusha recha ra, for a woman who has body odor, so it's a tashin for her. ulamishlach v'ichvuye nami lo chayish kedam morning the gnusula. And we're not afraid she's going to take it off and show it to people because it's not a it's a gnus, right? It's something that's a shame to her to have to carry this around. Aval ein babosim humarto lechuda, only the pouch. Lav tachshid hu, that's not a tachshid, but chayevis. Versus zoso meris hadik tani ein babosim chayevis alma dikasover rebelezer hamotzi ochlin b'shabas b'kli pachas mikashir. We can learn from here that Rebbe Lezer holds that if you carry Ochlin less than a shear in a kli, the lo mechayiv al hatzas Ochlin pachas mikagrogris, you're not chayiv on the food because you need a grogris of food to be chayiv achatas, kidle kamon, chayiv mi al hakli, but you are chayiv for the kli. The lo amrin hakli tof alohem, you don't say the kli is bottled to the Ochlin and the Ochlin don't have a shear. The lo mechayiv aleha, shalon iskaven lahotzi ala mishum Ochlin, because you're not mechavin to me motzi the kli for the sake of the kli. You mechavet him motzi the kli for the sake of the ochlin. Upluksa he al stam mishnah hashnuya perikamatsia, and then Rebbe Lezer would argue on a stam mishnah later on that says diktani potra afalakli. Right, so it comes out that Rebbe Lezer argues on that mishnah. It's not a big tasha. Rebbe Lezer could argue on the mishnah, but it seems like Rebbe Lezer holds different than the stam mishnah over there. Shmuel says no. The ha'ein bobosim kipachos mukashir dami. What's the connection? If it has no bosom, it's like it has less than a shear. Why? Shakli call it a sareach, because the maisa there is a residue of aroma that's in the kli, in the pouch. The shear hotzas b'samin b'chol shehu, carrying b'samin you're chayiv on a kol shehu. The kivin she'eno kol shehu, and since it's not a kol shehu, havi reicha pachos mikashir. The aroma is less than a kol shehu, and that's what's it called pachos mikashir. Uktani chayev, it's still your chayiv. Right? What are you chayiv on? You can't be chayiv on the besamim because that's less than a kol shehu. Elamai, you chayiv on the pouch. But the pouch is only for the sake of the besamim. So you see that if you motzi less than a shear in a kli, you're chayiv on the kli. The lo amri anasa kli tofel areyash besocho. Varecha lo mechayiv, the pachas mikashiru. The shani hachas mar says no. Leka lo meimer nasa kli tofel areyach. She'ein bo shum mamish. Here you can't say the kli is bottled to the pachas mikashir, because here the pachas mikashir has no mamashis. Va'afilu pachas mikashir lo mikra, it's not even called pachas mikashir. Aval pachas mikashir, v'dover sheyesh bo mamash, nasa kli tofel lo upater. You see from this Gemara, though, that when it says that the shear of something is a kol shehu, it doesn't mean any small amount. Even a kol shehu has some shear. Because otherwise it can't be pachas mikashir on a kol shehu. Kol shehu means anything. The Vaistois, there is some kind of shear that's called kol shehu, and less than that is not even a kol shehu.
It could be reach is nothing, but kol shehu would be something.
Yeah, I understand.
A little bit amount would be something. That's a kol shehu, but a reach is nothing. It's just a residue.
Yeah, but that's the Gemara's teretz, right? That it's ein bo mamash. In the beginning, the Gemara held that ein bo mamash is mamash like pachas mikashir. And yet it still said that what's it called, that there's such a shear of kol shehu and pachos mikashir of a kol shehu. What I'm thinking of is the chametz on Pesach. Oh, shail, if the chametz falls into the ocean, right? How can you drink water from that reservoir? And chametz is also a kol shehu. But it could be even kol shehu has a shear, right? And when it's bottled in a million or whatever, right, that's not even a kol shehu. That's pachos mikol shehu. You figure out the taruvas, right? That's mamash like over here. That's already even less than a kol shul. Chametz ein acharam is also a kol shul. A kol shul doesn't mean one part in a million, right? It means something that is at least some mamashes to the thing. L'chora. I mean, you see, just what you see from here is that kol shul doesn't mean anything. There is a shear even of kol shul, and the shayach to be pachos mikashir of a kol shul. Okay, that's cool. V'reish yishmonim yimshechu. Okay, the Gemara is bringing out this pasuk since we're talking about this plighten. So now we'll speak about what's it called, different kinds of shmonim. V'reish yishmonim yimshechu. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, ze plighten. Reish yishmonim. Rashi says reish yishmonim, muvchar shebishmonim. V'samim rosh. So reish can mean the choice. The Marsha says it also can mean the first. Because the first oil that you take out of the zayas is the most choice oil. So reishis can mean the first, it also can mean the choice, and there's no too much of a difference between them. So that's plaitim. That is the oil, the first oil, and then it's mixed with, what's it called? It's balsam oil. The first balsam oil that comes out is called plaitin. Moshev Rav Yosef, afa plaitin gozer Rav Yehuda ben Bava, below hodulam. Right? That if you hold that plaitin is this kind of oil, then the following, what's it called, doesn't make sense. It says that Rav Yehuda ben Bava was gozer, that once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they shouldn't use plaitin. They were gozer on various things that they shouldn't use after Churban Beis HaMikdash. And one of them was Yehuda ben Bava, aser plaitin. And the Chachomim were not molded. They didn't aser plaitin. The Amras Mishum Tainug, Amei Lo Hodulo. And if the idea of this plaitin is an oil that is a tainug, then why didn't they agree? They asked a lot of things that you shouldn't do, mishum tainug. Omer le'abaya le'tamei chodech siv hashosim b'mizrake yayin. Right? That they would drink from mizrake yayin. A mizrak is really a bowl. But since there's mizrake yayin, Rav Ami Ravasi, chadamar kanishkinin. Kanishkinin is a kind of flask that has two... two spouts to it, and two people can drink from it at the same time. The Chadomer Shemizarkin Kososeim Zelazeh. Another one says that they used to drink and juggle the kalim and throw them one to the other, right, and drink juggling. Okay, Hachinami the Asher. So these things that they did, these are the things they did before the Churban, and these are things of Tainuk. Right? These are very dainty ways, luxurious ways of eating. It could be that these are osir too. Anything of tainig is osir, and therefore the kanishkin would be osir. It would be osir to drink from a flask that has two spouts. For haraba baravuna ikla lebeirish kalusa v'shasur bekanishkinin. He drank out of this kind of keli, and see, it's not osir, even after Churban Beis HaMikdash. V'lo omer le v'lo midi. And call me this be tainig, this be simcha. What did they ask her? They asked her tainig and simcha. Not just tainig. They didn't ask her things that were extra tanug. They asked her things that were extra tainug and extra simcha. Luxuries that had both enjoyment and simcha. Gozerabon. Avo midid the isbe tainig, but less be simcha, lo gozerabon. And these kanishkin have tainug, but there's no simcha involved in them. The things that they asked her after Churban Beis HaMikdash were things that both were luxurious pleasures and simcha together. Okay. Rashi, the gozer mishum tsar churban. They asked her certain things in order to mitztayer on the churban. The omra ze plaitim v'hai kro b'tainug mishtoi shelo hayu nostim lev l'divrei hanaviim v'haniboyim al apuranius v'asukim b'tanugim. This pasuk is telling me that they were so involved in their pleasures that they didn't listen to the neviim who were warning them that the churban is coming. A long flask that has two spouts. The yayin nizrik mizelazeh, and the wine is thrown between the two spouts. Shemizarkin, or the second shot is al yidei umnis, that with a craft. They were able to juggle the kalim and throw it from one to the other without the wine spilling. As the Gemara says, Kedomer b'chalil, metayil b'timnei kosei, that they used to juggle eight kosos by Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Hachinami da'osu v'mishtei hashta b'kanishkinin. That's also to drink from these flasks because they're extra, pleasures. So the Gemara says, no, it's only pleasure that has simcha that they asered, and these pleasures didn't have simcha with them. Now, since we brought down this pasuk, so now the Gemara is going to discuss the pasuk. Hashochvim al mito shein. This is the continuation of Hashosim b'mizrakei. These are all of the things that people were involved in, all these pleasures and isurim that kept them away from thinking about the churban before it happened. Hashochvim al mito shein usruchim al ersosa. These are people who lie on beds of ivory, and the usruchim saruach is disgusting, something that's disgusting, al ersosam on the bed. They used to urinate in front of the bed naked. So Mara says, Megadit bar Ravavo. Ravavo cursed this pshat. Ihochi hainu dechsiv, lochein ato yiglu barosh goli. For this reason, they went into Golis. Right? I mean, it's not a nice thing to be mashed in the Fnei Mitoson. Right? But it's not a serious Aveira that you go into Golos because of that. The Ene Yitzchok says, so what Taka did Rav Avo, what's it called, what did Rav Yossi Rav Chanina mean? He said that later on all of these things led to terrible niyuf, as the Gemara is going to explain, what it really means. But the shoresh was that they didn't have any tznius. When they lost their busha, and they were mashed in Arum, Lifnei, Mitosam, eventually that lack of tznius and busha led them to other Averis too. That once you don't have any busha, there's no leash, there's no mechitza, keneged other Averis that will come. So this was like the source of all the other Averis. Right? That was the idea. Not that they got punished for this thing, for being mashed in Arumim, Lifnei, Mitosam. But because of that, what's it called, it led to other Averis. And others say, no, Adarabba, a person doesn't realize the Rabban Hashem is everywhere. And therefore you have to be tsanua, even the Sof Beso, and to an extreme. A person isn't tsanua, so that's like tefillah. So that's a serious Aver. It wasn't what they did, it's why they did it. What it showed, that it was the Aver here. Okay. Mishum de mashtine mayim b'fnei mitoseim arum in yiglu b'rosh golim. That should be a reason for galus. Elar vavo elu b'nei adam show you ochlin v'shosim zem zeh. What the pasuk means is the following: they used to eat and drink with each other. The dovki mitoseim, and then put their beds together. Zu b'zu umachlifin v'shosim zem zeh. They used to trade their wives one with the other. Umasrichin arsosim b'shich v'zera shenar shalem. And their beds became disgusting with zera that's not theirs. So that was niuf. So that was what caused the galus. Rashi, mashtinim the daig misruchim. The mashtinim is hinted to in the fact that it says sruchim, something disgusting, something putrid. Okay. Omra vavo. But the maisha, the poshup shot in the pasuk is right. They did something putrid in front of the bed. Omra vavo. But amri lo masnisa tana gimel dvar medim esadim de anias. The three things that bring a person to be poor. The Eluhein. Hamash the Maim Fnei Mitoso Arum. It may not bring you to Golos, but it's going to bring you to poverty. Right? If you, and Rashi says, what does that mean? Mashtin Lidea Nius, Tamirim Barvi Psachim, Sora Daniusa Novil Shmei. The Sar, the Malach, that is the power of poverty in the world, his name is Novil. The Novil Korilei. And he's called, he's a Novil means a scoundrel, something disgusting. What's a novel? Novel is a disgusting person. Right? I'm a novel. Yeah, okay, but that's not really the same spelling. But Ohev Makumias, and therefore, since he's a novel, he is attracted to disgusting places. Umashtim Lain, Lifnei Mitoso, Hainu Mias, versus Arum Urcha de Milsanoka. It's not necessarily because you're naked. It's because you're mashed in mind b'fnei amita. Mitoshu orum, eni yotze l'chutz l'hashtin, the toreach ulo lilbo shalotzis. Just a dera. If the guy would be dressed, he could go outside to the outhouse, or he go to the bathroom. But since he wasn't dressed, he didn't want to take the tircha, so he urinated in the room there. And therefore, what's it called, the Marshaw says, therefore, if orum is lavdavka, so is l'fnei mitoso lavdavka. It means in the house. So if you do it in front of your shulchan or whatever in the living room is even worse. Right? It's just even lifnei mitasa. The Gemara is going to say now lifnei mitasa means only in one direction, not the other direction. What is it? Velo the Elohim. Mashim my lifnei mitasa aru mezalzel until shadayim, and a person's mezalzel until shadayim. V'sheishto mekalalto b'fonav, and a man whose wife curses him in the face. Now the Gemara is going to discuss when these things are bringly de anias. Hamash de mayim b'fnei mitoso arum, omer rava lo amron elo de mahadar ape lepurai. It's only if you face the bed. Ava lebrai less than above. If you face away from the bed, that's not so disgusting. Okay. The Gemara says, mahadar ape lepurai, nami lo amron, even if you face the bed, that's only elo la'ara. That's only if you urinate on the floor. Then it's disgusting. Ava b'mona less than above. If you do it in a bedpan, then that's not so disgusting. Umezalzel benetilas yadayim, Amar Rav, lo amar el de la Moshe yodei klal. There's a machlokus over here whether it's talking about mayim rishonim, in other words, until shadayim before you eat, or mayim achronim. Whatever it is, right, the Rav said it's only where you don't wash at all. That's called mezalzel. Avo Moshe, velo Moshe, but if you wash a little bit, right, less limbo, then there's no problem. And meaning that if at least you had a revius, but not a lot of water, right, or you had a shiurei tahara, there's ways that you can wash with less than a revius and it should be okay. If the water came from a revius, or two people washing together, each one gets less than a revius. Since it's actually less than a revius, your hands still, the Marsha explains, your hands still remain dirty, but you yotzei the mitzvah of Nitzilah Shaddai. You washed with a shiurei tahara, you washed in a way that it's legally okay, but your hands are still basically dirty. Right? You don't have enough water to really take away that filth. So it's a filthy thing to do, but you're yotzei. So that's called mezalzel benetilas yadayim. That's not called mezalzel benetilas yadayim. That's lemaisa b'dieved okay. It's only where you don't wash at all, and your hands are really filthy, that it brings lidei anias. Velad milsi. That's not true. It would seem that leslanba, there's no problem if your hands are dirty and you didn't wash with a lot of water, right? It would seem that there's no inyan to use more water, it's just to be yotzei, what's it called, the minimum halacha of washing. It's not true. Dom Rav Chisda, ano mashoi molechof nimaya, v'yahavu molechof, v'yahavu li molechof netivusa. I wash with a lot of water and I got a lot of good. So the more water you use, the better it is. And that's only on one, but when you're washing, you wash with a lot of water. But if you wash and you yotze, and then you put more water on, that's meaningless. That water is meaningless. But if you use a lot of water at the time, when you're washing, and it both cleans off your hand, and affects the halacha of washing, that's a more positive thing. Rashi. So Rashi says, these things are disgusting things, not washing properly, urinating, right, are disgusting things, and Mamela, what's it called, they bring the malach of Anius to you, because he likes to hang around disgusting places. The Ishto Mekalaloso we'll see in a second. Alevroi leslanbo, shakiluach oruch venitis lamorchuk. If you face away from the bed, then the urine goes far away, and it's not such a disgusting thing. Masha v'la masha, sheno rochets u'mashafshif yotha, ela ma'at mayim kagon revius mitzumtzum. Use only a revius, or even less than a revius, and in a way that is halachically okay. Now the Gemara is discuss what means a woman who curses her husband in to his face. Amaraval iske tachshiteva. She curses him because she doesn't have any tachshitim. That's also like a disgusting thing, because Gemara says a woman should wear tachshitim shlo yizgan al baila. So it's also a woman whose husband doesn't buy her even the minimum tachshitim, so it's a disgusting thing. That's only if he has money for it and he doesn't get her. But if he doesn't have the money, then you can't fault the guy for not buying his wife tachshitim if he doesn't have it. And the Marsha points out even more, if he doesn't have it, he's poor out to begin with. It's maybe the anias. Right? I don't know exactly what that means, because it could be that she wants very expensive things and he doesn't have the money for that. He's not poor, but he's not rich either. But the Marsha seems to say that if he doesn't have any money for tachshitim, right, the Chori's a poor guy to begin with. It's not maybe lidei anias. Yeah.
There's this mashma that even if he does give her, and she's not satisfied, she's still going to complain.
No, that's not what it says. Oh. That's what he says. It's only if he has the money and he doesn't do it. But if he does do it and she's not happy with it or whatever, that's not what it is. Right. Or if he doesn't have the money. Okay. Rashi. Al iske tachshitel she'eno rotza likma. He doesn't want to buy her. Tachshitim, even though he has the means of doing it. The others say, so that's what Rashi learns. Rashi learns all these things are because they're disgusting. The Meiri has an interesting shot here. He says the reason for these things, why they bring the anias, they all show that you're lazy. You're too lazy to go to the bathroom. So you get up out of bed and you urinate there. You're, what's it called, too lazy to wash properly, to go fill up the water or whatever, to wait till it fills up, or to go draw the water, and you use a revius mitzumtum, shows laziness. A guy has the money to buy his wife tachshitim, he's just too lazy to go and get her the tachshitim. Lazy people are poor, become poor. That's in the Miri. A third shot is, all these things represent the shefa that a person gets in the world. You don't get shefa, you don't get any, and nothing comes to you, so you're an ani. Right? An ani is a person who has no shefa. So, person who's mashkin b'tnei mitaso arum, so he shows he doesn't believe the Rabbanu Shlom's around. Right? He's not so new, like he feels that there's nobody watching. So there's no shefa coming from the Rabbanu Shlom. Netilas Yadayim, you pick up your hands to get the shefa, what's it called, from Shamayim. That's what Netilas Yadayim brings down. Netilas Yadayim, you lift up your hands and the shefa comes from above, like the water pours over your hand. If you don't wash properly, so then there's no shefa. And it says that the shefa of Parnas in the house comes through the wife. So if you're mechabed your wife, she is a tzinor, she's a pipe for a shefa of Parnas. If you're not mechabed your wife, she doesn't have that power to be a tzinor for the shefa. So if you don't buy her tachshitin, and we said that the person's mechabed his wife by buying her tachshitin, you buy her the fee, her covet. If you don't buy her what you could, what she deserves, and you have the ability, so you're makel in her kavod, so there's no shefa that comes into the house. So those are three different possibilities. Okay, Dorish Rava Berei Deravi Loi, Mai Dechsiv, Vayomer Hashem, Yan Ki Gavu Benosion. Since we're bringing down these psukim, these are also the same the same place in Yishai. So what's the pshat of what's it called? The first ones were in Amos, but they're all speaking about things that brought about the Churban. So what does the pasuk say? Vayomer Hashem, Yan ki gavu benosion, vatelachna netuyos goron, umesakro senayim, holoch vitofof telachna, uvraglayim taakasna. That's the pasuk in Shayom. Because the women of Tzion went, walked like this, right, and they did these things, that's why the golus is going to come. So now, what's it called? The Gemara explains the pasuk. What's Yanki Govu Benosion? Show you Mahalkus become a skufa. They used to walk with their nose in the air. Okay. That's a lachna the 2 years gorum. Show you Mahalkus Eka Bitsad God. They went with their neck outstretched. And usually when people walk with their head in the air, they walk slowly because they can't walk fast because they don't see where they're going. So they walked toe to heel. Slowly. The people should watch them. They filled up their eyes with mascara, umaramzon, and they used to wink at the men. They would walk a tall woman next to a short woman, so she looked like she was floating above the short one. They used to put different kinds of perfume in their shoes, and they would walk through the shuk in Yerushalayim. When they passed men, they would kick on the ground and the perfume would come out and entice them. And the perfume would shower on the men and be megara their yetzirah. Umachnisos bohen yetzirah ke'eris. Right, it would enter them like venom. Bekos, right? What's bekos? What bekos means? Ke'eris bekos. Kos is a snake that is agitated. It's mad, right? So it's just if what's it called? The ta'achasna. Rashi, we'll see. Rashi says kas and achas are the same word, just sometimes like keves and kesev or whatever, Rashi. Vatelachna gavu, hainu komaskufa. They walked straight up, higher. They made themselves look taller than they actually were. Vatelachna tuyas goren, shayahokus ekabitzagodl, lemayit behilucham. They walked slow. Shayum staklimba. People would watch them, so they walked slowly, so they get to all the people would watch them for a long time. This would take her a long time to walk, very, very slowly, baby steps. The derech of a person who doesn't look down, who looks up, right, is to walk slowly because they can't see their feet. Misakros has to do with sikra, they put paint on their eye. Umaramzon es habachurim, sikra loshen habata. Right. Sikur also is what's it called to look. Holach v'tafu shayim ha'halchus arukos b'tzad k'sara shetirat sofa arosh chaverta v'hu noila the nesuos are you l'fichu misapri nusim. I said they were married women. Mashmah, if they weren't married women, wouldn't be sotera. So unmarried women, in order to attract attention of prospective husbands, l'chora are allowed to do these things. Or it's not osur to do them. Otherwise, if it's osur for everybody, Rashi shouldn't say, I'm nesuos saying. Since they were married women, is a terrible thing. Or maybe no, maybe it's osur for everybody, but it wouldn't have brought to galus if they weren't married women. Okay. But the truth is, it's some of these things for to attract a husband is yamotur. Okay, but Rashi says that the chomer ha'isur is because they were married. If they weren't married, it wouldn't have been that chomer. The tafuf kamo da atvat atfuf. They used to float over their friends. They used to walk davka next to short women, so they'd look taller. Ta'achasna kamo ka'achas el musar avil, hu eris, shel nachash. Achas is the venom of a snake. The korile achas, al shem she'eno matilo elay de kas. Achas and kas, the snake only throws out its venom when it's mad, when it's agitated. Beka'os nachash ke'usa, an angry snake. Okay, let's go on. My puronasam, so what do they get for this? What's the result? What do they get paid for? What's the payback from all of this? Kedidorish Rabba Barula. Bahoya tachas bosem mok. Because they wore all this perfume, under that is going to be, what's it called? They're going to have, what's it called? Different sores. Maki amokum shoyim is basum from nasin amokim namokim. The places where they put the perfume are going to be full of sores. The tachas chagura nokfa. Mokum shayu chaguros betzilzul nasa nekofim nekofim. Also, different kinds of sores. No kefet es bo. Right? Bruises. Okay? Where they put their nice belts, there's going to be bruises. The tachas maise nikshe korcha. Where they used to wear their nice, what's it called, ornaments, there's going to be bald. Malcolm showing the stashes bo nasa krochim krochim. The places where they used to put the ornaments are going to become bald places. The tachas pesigil the chagura sak. Psochim amivim lidagila. This is her Malcolm ha'erva, right? That's pesigil, right? Yulamach goris sak, right? That's going to be what's it called? They're going to wear sackcloth. Let's see Rashi till here. Tough, no. Darn. Nimokim, kamo hamek b'soro. The flesh is going to decay. Tzilzul bendel no. Nekofim chaburos. Loshen amenakif rago. Bruises. The nikav sivche hayar. These are all bruising. Viskashetes. Hainu sar shesorekes umufarchosos. The hair that they made up into an adorned hairdos is going to be bald. Viskashetes domel amikshe. Ke ain no trikin. Right, where let's call miksha and miskashtos are the same. Marsha says even more. Miksha means gold, silver, metal objects that they use for ornaments. Psigil no trikon pesach gila, also makom. Right, so what's it called? The makom ha'erva. Okay, Rashi weiter. Kitachas yofi omar rava hainu da amri inshi chilufe shufra kiva. The opposite of beauty is kiva. Rashi says kiva is lecha, kamo shichna v'kivi, right? Some kind of boils or sores that have what's it called pus coming from it. Pus, that's the word kiva. Pussy things. The opposite of beauty is having boils that have pus coming out of it. That's totally disgusting. Kiva, the sipei Hashem. Second, the sipach Hashem kodkod b'nosiyon, right? V'Hashem poshein yo'ora. That's the pasuk. So the sipach Hashem kodkod b'nosiyon. Om Rabbi Yossi b'chanina malavet sheparcho b'hen tzaras like sapachas. K'siv hocha the sipach u'k'siv hosam l'seisu l'sapachas. So sipach has a connection to sapachas is tzaras. V'Hashem pishen yo'ora. Rabu Shmuel, Chanomer Shenishpechu Kekito. Right, what's your Pishon Ye'ore? Ye'ore can come from the word La'aros, which means to pour, or Yar, which means a forest. So one learns it from pouring. They'll pour out from Osomakom, like Ziva, what's it called? Dam, will pour out of them, what's it called, as part of their Onish. Rashi, Pisen kmo pischeyen. That's also makom. She nishpachu kiton, she feches dam ziva. They're going to end up, what's it called, having tremendous amount of blood that's going to come from them. They're going to be zavos. V'chad omar, one of them said, she nasu pischeyen kiyar. They're going to become like a forest, overgrown with hair, which is also mias. Ya'arekmo v'tar kada. Right, to pour out the pitcher. That's one shot in yar. Kiyar nismalu seyar v'ni mosos latashmish. They're going to be overgrown with hair, which is not a nice thing. Okay. Omer of Yehud, Omer Rav, Anshe Yerushalayim, Anshe Shachatoy. The people in Yerushalayim were people of Shachatz. Shachatz means they were people who were spoke disgustingly and with a lot of gaiva. Adam Omer Lechaveiro, Bameso Adito Hayom. They had no shame. They were shameless people. That's Anshe Shachatz. So they would say to each other, "What did you eat today?" And they were referring not to what they ate, but who they lived with, right? The pasha milo, pasha ein milo. Did you live with a woman who already was a beula, or with a basula? Shein amilo. Biyayin gordali, or biyayin chardali. Did you have relations with a white woman or a dark woman? Rashi. Pasha milo beula. Shein amilo basula. Pasha milo. Is whatever. A more refined bread or a less refined bread. Gurdali lovenhoya, it's more white wine. Or Biain Chardali Shachor, it's a dark wine. Koloma Levana Shchora was the woman that you lived with, white or dark. Bemesav Rachav or Bemesav Kotzer, right, Rashi? Mesav Mita, Shemesav Olea, Bashas Achila. Right, the euphemism is that when you eat on a couch, was it wide or narrow? Was she fat or thin? Right, the woman that you lived with. Bechaver tov or bechaver ra? Did you eat with a good friend or a bad friend? Was she pretty or not? Rashi, chaver tov isha tovas mara. Was she attractive or not attractive? The Omer of Chizda, the kulam znus. All of them refer to all euphemisms for znus. Omar Rechava, Omar of Yehuda, Atzei Yerushalayim shel kinamon hayu. The trees of Yerushalayim used to be of cinnamon, or whatever kinamon is. It had something very nice smell to it. V'shoashu mesikin mehen reicha nodei p'chol Eretz Yisrael. When they used to use them to burn them, the aroma would fill up all of Eretz Yisrael. M'shechar v'Yerushalayim nignazu. When Yerushalayim was destroyed, they were hidden away. In other words, they don't exist anymore, that kind of aromatic wood. V'lonishtayra l'kisaora. There was only a saora left of this wood. U'mishtakach b'gezayid tzimtzumai malchusa. And this place, the malchus of this place, they had the remnants of that cinnamon. Tzimtzumai malchusa kachshma. That was her name. She was the queen of whatever this thing. This queen, she used to have this kind of cinnamon, right, which was the leftovers from what was in Yerushalayim before the Churban.